Let me just say right away that we're not going to declare victory right now.
The crowd was jubilant as Mayor Julian Castro said early in the evening that he believed the measure would pass.
And I think San Antonians have made the right decision tonight.
The pre-K program will add 1/8 of a cent to the sales tax charged inside the SA city limits. The city will leverage those funds with state and federal dollars to build full-day pre-K programs. Some criticize the measure as being outside the city's charter. Former Mayor Lila Cockrell said she understands those arguments, but supported the city's efforts because times have changed since she was mayor.
The city in the past had very traditional roles. However, we're in a new era in many ways. Our school districts are really handicapped by very limited financing. For whatever reason, the state has continued to cut back while at the same time adding more mandates for the schools.
You know, this was a great effort because it had so many folks, a cross-section of San Antonians supporting it, including all of our former mayors. And so I want us to give a big round of applause to all of our former mayors, particularly the Mayor of Conklin.
Business groups supported the measure, such as USAA, HEB, Toyota, the Spurs, Valero, Rackspace, and the seven largest chambers of commerce. The program's promise is to improve the educational trajectory of 22,000 four-year-old children over a period of 8 years and to train school teachers, teachers' aides, pre-K providers, and education leaders. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.